Luke, give us an update on what's happening in Venezuela. We know rescue workers are still trying to find people alive, and there's been another rescue.
There has been. Good news is kind of getting harder and harder to come by as this story goes on and on, and we're more days from those twin earthquakes. But remarkable news this morning, news that a toddler has been pulled from the rubble alive 6 days after the twin earthquakes struck. That is the moment that rescue workers in Caracas carefully carried this child out of the rubble of a building before wrapping him in a blanket. It is pitch black in this scene. They're only lit, you know, with their head torches. It really shows how these rescue workers are working all through the night, constantly trying to save people. The other thing you'll notice from that audio is the language. It's not Spanish. These are Jordanian rescue workers there as part of this huge international effort with teams from all around the world. The child is currently in hospital. His vital signs are reportedly good at this stage. And this rescue effort, the fact that this child was alive after 6 days is being hailed as a real moment of hope for the country. The Venezuelan interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, saying that this gives other efforts a bit of hope, the hope of finding other people alive. There's one high-profile rescue operation underway. A security guard at a mall is still trapped beneath the partially collapsed building. He is believed to be alive. There's a massive rescue operation involving crews from all around the world working on that. But then there are other parts of Caracas as well that aren't getting as much attention from authorities. There are residents of a collapsed public housing complex that have spoken to the BBC about how they've been trying to find their loved ones.
You're digging with shovels, your hands.
Bare hands. Like the big rocks, we had to like get together a group of 3-4 people in order to move them.
So that resident told the BBC that he blames the government for his cousin's death. She couldn't be saved from the rubble. And that is a story that is, you know, fast emerging from residents there, but also overseas, of families losing loved ones who'd survived the quakes. They knew they were still alive, but they couldn't be rescued under collapsed buildings. Frank Madrid is a Venezuelan-Australian who just spoke to the ABC, and he has shared the story of his cousin Lourdes and her husband Gerardo.
They were under the rubble, and they were there alive. Their son, Justo, was listening to their cries for help. He was himself frantically trying to find assistance from rescue teams until he stopped hearing their voices, and 48 hours later, they passed away.
It's really harrowing. Story that's just played out on News Breakfast. I'm sure they'll post that interview online. But Frank Madrid will actually be in Parliament House today in Canberra. He'll be sitting in on Question Time. And he says that's about saying thank you to Australians, many of whom have donated, the Red Cross as well, with its efforts over in Venezuela, but also as a bit of a reminder to federal politicians not to forget about Venezuela. The community will be holding all sorts of fundraising opportunities tomorrow, events all across the country. And Mel, they're encouraging people, you know, go out, go and talk to people and go and buy an arepa if you can, the local, you know, Venezuelan dish. But really keep Venezuelans in mind at this tough time.